Zadání 2.
Tape script 5.
Besides the usual outdoor equipment and clothing, you also sell jackets and footwear made from recycled materials. What exactly are they made from?
At the moment, we're heavily into the Polartec fleece series. The Polartec 300, for example, is a jacket made from recycled plastic soda bottles. We also have garments made of Dyersberg Eco Fleece. This has a high concentration of recycled material. You also find this material in accessories like hats, balaclavas and gloves. We also have sports sandals, and they include recycled tire rubber on the outsoles.
How are the sports sandals made?
The outsole is cut from a car tire, sliced up, then they are cut to size and glued. The glues aren't particularly eco-friendly, but then it's quite difficult to find effective, environmentally friendly products like glues and solvents. Hopefully, there'll soon be a number of materials coming from more eco-friendly manufacturing points.
Is the quality of such products as good as those made using traditional base materials?
That has always been a question customers have asked. The products have improved greatly over the last few years. To be honest with you, I think the quality is as good as using non-environmentally friendly products. There's no reason why it can't be.
How popular are these products with your customers?
The general public has the option now of buying more products that are made of recycled fabrics. If it's made convenient for them, and the quality is comparable with garments made from non-recycled fabrics, then people will become more aware and keener on buying them.
What age group are most of your customers?
I would say between 20 and 40.
It is reported that Bath, where your shop is located, is fast becoming one of Britain's recycling pioneers. Why are Bath residents so active in recycling, and how are they doing it?
Bath is a town where, because of its nature, size and shape, it's easier to set facilities up. There's door-to-door collection organised by the Avon County Council and Friends of the Earth. People are given plastic boxes made of recycled plastic where they can put their cans, bottles, plastic and paper. The number of collection points is growing. Small shopping areas have car parks, and there will be various containers where one can return bottles, glass, tins and paper. This is becoming a more popular site than it was 5 years ago.
What kind of activities does the Bath Environment Centre, which opened in September, carry out?
It's very much educating the public on recycling and so on. It's an opportunity for people to see and hear all sorts of eco-friendly ideas.
Do you have any links with the centre?
Yes, of a general sort, exchanging ideas and information. We give them input from the feedback we get from our customers on our products, and also on pollution, transport, whatever really. The centre gives us information on how our shop can be more eco-friendly, with energy-saving light bulbs, bleach-free paper, and so on.
How can people be encouraged to recycle?
By educating them. Giving people the information and making it convenient. This is why the house-to-house collection of rubbish for recycling makes it a lot easier for people.
Thank you for being with us, Dylan.